We're doing Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim had discussed the idea that just because three people know something doesn't mean it's open game. Now you can just tell everyone there are details. You have to have the right intent, etc. We went through the different details and the machloket about whether we say that if three people know something, then it's considered public knowledge. Two opinions as to whether the leniency even begins, and even if the leniency begins, you have to ensure that you're doing it for all the right reasons, that you're telling other people, and that we discussed last time. So then, what happens if you have a partnership and one of the partners wants to pull out? So he thought that if he leaves this partnership, he'll get other partners, and it didn't work. Now, sometimes this happens in a shidduch. The guy's engaged, and what's the most common thing that plagues a chatan? The thought that he can get someone better. So in the middle of the shidduch, he says, leave it. And he assumes he has better offers. And then he decides he has no offers, he wants to come back. You're not allowed to tell his original partner, you know why he left? Because he thought he'd get better partners than you. Now this is especially true with shiduchim. You have to be careful how you word things. Even though it could be that he's already told many people, I'm looking for a better partner. Even though we just said that sometimes when three people know something, it's considered public knowledge, well, that doesn't necessarily mean we're allowed to tell other people. Because you know that if the partner hears that his partner left thinking that he can get better people, then he's for sure going to be upset at him for it. So there's no leniency here to go and tell him that. And it's like Yiftach said, Yiftach says, why'd you guys show up now? Because you need me? So what's going to happen when he comes back and says, I want to rejoin the partnership? His response is now going to be, why now you need me, you come back? It could really cause fights, or it could cause their partner to completely dissolve forever. And then that's not fair. Kmo shekatav Rambam, as Maimonides writes, "V'am saper l'chavrot d'orim shegomim l'azik chavrot b'gufo b'mamono l'atzor lo l'afkido arei ze l'shon ra." Person has to know that if we tell someone something which will ultimately cause them harm, or cause them a loss, or cause them to be upset, or cause them to be scared, that's lashon hara. When we say something that will hurt someone, that's lashon hara. So that's the general rule. And a person can't say, well, it's public knowledge already, I can tell them. No, we still have to bear in mind that if this person is unaware of the information, and by my sharing that information with them, it can cause pain or harm or loss, I cannot give over that information unnecessarily.